Here we are in Module 3, and teach you a little bit about books. Not that you haven't already known about books your entire life, but I'm going to talk to you about the right kind of books and why they work. You see, in my study of mind power and mind force over the years, there's one thing that's been pretty consistent, and that is that what you put into your mind is important. And that if you look at your mind as something that you really don't control, then what you get is you get uncontrolled results. And so therefore, you are not a controller, you're a controlee. You're being controlled by what's being influenced into your mind. It could be the TV, it could be your work colleagues, it could be people that you associate with, it could be your family. And that's because you're not controlling what goes in your mind, you're just letting it flow in. That's probably one of the most dangerous things you can do. And I learned a long time ago that you've really got to create some self-defense around your mind. Because if you don't, you're going to be in for a world of hurt. I mean, you are just going to be bombarded by the negative, the garbage, the mediocrity that's out there. I mean, most people that you talk to, they're just not positive. And that's because they've been raised, they've been taught to be negative. It's just the way it is. But what I'm going to talk to you is about how you can become more positive. And I don't want this to sound like a PMA seminar, positive mental attitude seminar, or anything like that, because that has a different connotation to it. But in fact, I want to teach you how to use your mind. Dynamic mental entrainment using books is the first way to do that, is to harness your mind and start to use it in a way that's going to direct you in the way that you in which you want it to get directed, bottom line. Now, the right books. Novels are not right. Now, I'm not saying novels aren't right books. I think novels are fantastic books. I read novels all the time. I'm reading one right now by Ted Bell called Pirate. I think Ted Bell's a great author. I read books when I vacation. When I used to travel on planes, I read books constantly. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about books that develop your mind. Books that are designed to get you from the inside out. And I'm going to cover some of those books. But the fact of the matter is, you want a book that is going to... It's suggestion in its rawest form, because you're reading it on the pages. See, when you read a book, the difference between listening to something and reading something is when you read something, you look at it from your perspective. The characters in a book become you, whether they're teaching you something or not. That's why romance novels are so popular, by the way. It's because women read those books and they become so familiar with those characters, and they become like those characters in a sense. Books that assist you in your creation of power thoughts. I've mentioned several books before, like Think and Grow Rich, The 4-Hour Workweek, Magic of Thinking Big, How to Win Friends, Influence People, anything that Norman Vincent Peale wrote are books that give you power thoughts. That's what they're designed to do. In another video, I'm going to go through some books, and I'm going to show you exactly how I read and how I think you should do it as well. Now, some of you are probably thinking, well, who is this guy trying to teach me how to read? You see, this is a different type of reading, though. This isn't just reading because you need to read it because your term papers do. It's not you're reading it because somebody forced you to do it. And it's not reading for enjoyment where you can read 50 pages at a time and you get some enjoyment out of it. This is reading for content and reading for development. Big difference. Okay, books generate self-esteem enhancement, especially the ones I'm going to recommend, because as you read them, a powerful change takes place. Because you're not only going to read the books, you're going to think about what you're reading. It's not just reading a chapter or reading a paragraph and then going, oh, that's nice. It's reading a chapter or reading a paragraph and reflecting on it. And saying, okay, how could I apply this to my life? How does this apply to my life? Am I like this? Am I not like that? Again, what is that? That's more questions. And I've told you all along that the questions that you ask yourself makes you far more powerful than the ones you don't. When you read, you reflect inward. you automatically relate to that situation either one way or the other. Now, the thing is, when you read a book and you go into the reading with a concept that you're going to extract that information to better your life, as you reflect inward, it starts to change you slowly but surely. It's the most amazing process. And I promise you that as you go through this process for even 30 days, at the end of the 30 days, if you consistently, every single day, read from one of the books, just one of the books that I recommend, you're going to be so much more powerful. And this I promise. So then you have specialized knowledge books, and these are books that teach you a specialized type of training or learning, like martial arts, like, you know, as one of the things, or remote viewing. I showed you some books on that. Or finance, marketing, sales, whatever the case might be. But specialized knowledge is one of those things that is just so important. These will teach you a skill that you could then take and utilize. Real important. I mean, I've done that my entire life. I mean, if I want to learn a skill, I go to the library, I go to the bookstore, and I start buying up books. I look online. When there wasn't online, I would go everywhere I could. I would go to used bookstores. I would go everywhere I could to find books on a given subject. And I even do this today. My wife's, you know, like, wow, why do you buy all these books? And it's that, you know what? I'm going to learn something from something somewhere. I heard somebody say one time that if you read 10 to 15 books on the subject, you'd be an expert on that subject. I don't think that's far from accurate. Take any subject, and if you read 10 to 15 books on that subject, after you read those 10 to 15 books, pretty much you'd be an expert on that subject. Now, if it was an application, like brain surgery, chances are you probably wouldn't be a very good brain surgeon at the end, because you need application, and there's a lot more to it than that. But if you took the information in the books and you applied it, you'd be pretty good. If it was finance, marketing, sales, whatever the case might be, pretty sharp. And so, you know, there is a difference between a book that's going to, you know, bring up that self-esteem and confidence, and then there's the other book that's going to give you specialized knowledge. Now, here's the thing. I don't recommend that specialized knowledge books are the ones that you rely on. I think you use that as a secondary situation, but, you know, you really want books that are going to train your mind. But see, specialized knowledge gets you further than anything else. It'll teach you, like I said, health and fitness, finance, sales, marketing, martial arts, whatever, cross stitch, you know, whatever it is that you're interested in, it's there. And as I've mentioned many times, I never graduated college, but the reason I was able to get jobs in sales and marketing as I was coming up, even in my 20s, I got jobs that guys that graduated college didn't get because I had knowledge. I would go in there and I would talk sales and marketing, language, concepts. I would talk about business plans. I blew these guys away when I went in on the interview. And oftentimes, there were sometimes I didn't even get a job. They said, we can't hire you because you don't have a degree, but man, we think you're the best candidate ever. We just can't hire you. You know, I felt bad about that, but I knew there would be a company that would hire me. So I want you to know, no matter where you're at, doesn't matter if you have a degree. You know, I always say, you know, it doesn't matter if you've been to Yale or you've been to jail. If you take specialized knowledge and you utilize it, you're going to be a lot more well-spoken and a lot more up-to-date on things than somebody that doesn't know those. How do you read, though? I mean, take a book like Think and Grow Rich, and I'm going to showcase that in one of the other videos and show you a few little pointers how to read. Now, some of you are looking at me, thinking, man, this guy's a moron. You know, show me how to read. I know how to read. Of course you do. But we're going to talk about it from a specific standpoint. You want to take notes. I take notes all the time. I read a book. I'm writing stuff down. I'm putting it on my computer. I can't tell you how many books that I've read. I have notes on my computer from those books. How do you think I get ahead in any area of my life? I take notes. I highlight the important parts. I mean, it's a study to me. It's not just reading a book, okay, that was great information. It's like, I'm going to read this book. I'm going to extract the information. Then I'm going to read another book. I'm going to extract that information. That's how I've created everything I've ever done. Of course, I've used audios, videos, and association as well, and I'm going to go into that in more detail as well, but this is a great place to start. You want to take your time and digest each word. This is not speed reading, although you could do it if you're a speed reader. But I want you to read things and assimilate it. I want you to take it in. I want you to digest what you're reading. I want you to think about what you're reading. I want you to apply it to your life. When you read something, you highlight it, you take a note, you make a note, and you say, all right, this is important. You write it down and you get back to it. You see, when you read books like this, even if it's 5 minutes a day, and I'm going to show you how to read 5 minutes a day, it impacts your life in an amazing way because those thoughts stay with you. When's the best time to read? At night, right before you go to bed? Or when you first get up in the morning? I like it right before you go to bed because, you know, there's so many technological advancements make it easy. I have my iPhone and I've got all kind of great books. Think and Grow Rich. I've got an unbelievable amount of books on my iPhone. In fact, if you've got an iPhone and you want to know a great application that you can read all these fantastic books, just shoot me an email. I'll tell you what it is. Great stuff. Okay? But that's when you want to read, right? When your mind is most impressionable. Never listen to the news at night. That's the worst thing you can do. Never do that. Trust me. Reading is a power structure of growth. And I want you to do a couple things. You don't want to think about forming a mastermind of people with a common interest. Again, you don't have to, but it's a good way to get things done. That's what I've done. I've created a mastermind of people with common interest. That's why I've created membership sites and products and groups and things of that nature. You want to also visit forums on the topics and get more in-depth analysis. But you don't want to really get too much into the forums because sometimes you get people that are just backbiters and they're just there to waste people's time. You're looking for solutions to any challenges that you might have. You're going to find that most leaders are readers. Guys that are out there that are high-profile people in business, politics, athletics. Well, maybe not so much athletics, but you're going to find that the smarter ones are going to read and they're going to consume information because they want to get better. And that's the way you need to be if you really want to get ahead, bottom line. You need to become a reader. And again, like I said, I'm going to show you how you can do it in 5 minutes a day. It doesn't have to be a lot. You got to become hungry for knowledge because it'll enhance your life. Like I said, when I first got started in all of these concepts, when I say mind force, mind power, chi power, hypnosis, whatever you want to say, because I've studied all that stuff, is when I started studying those topics, I became so hungry for knowledge. I looked everywhere. I mean, I was going, every bookstore I could go to, I was going through books. Now, I would go through books if they were garbage, they weren't going to teach me anything. I didn't read them, obviously. But I knew what I wanted to know. And I've always been the type of person, and I don't know if you're the same way, I've always been the type of person that when I learn a concept, when I get excited about a concept, I want to learn it in the quickest time possible. I want the fast track. And so I would buy books, I would go to the library and get books out, and I would just become immersed in a topic. And then I would say, okay, what do I need to do next to get it? I would go to seminars and pay a lot of money to go to seminars. And then I would go to, you know, association. I would get a mentor and say, okay, I want you to show me these fine tunes. So again, step by step by step, that's how you get the results. So let's talk about some books you want to read. Think and Grow Rich, Magic of Thinking Big, fantastic book. How to Win Friends and Influence People, The 4-Hour Workweek, I mentioned that before, phenomenal book. Psycho-Cybernetics, another good one. Awaken the Giant Within, which is Tony Robbins. Any Norman Vincent Peale book, and there's many, many others. I really want you to start with something like Think and Grow Rich or Magic of Thinking Big. But really, before you read a book, you should say, what do I need? Again, asking that question of yourself, what do I need? What is the skill that I need the most? Do I need an attitude adjustment? Do I need to be more well-spoken? Do I need to know how to relate to people better? Because you win, how to win friends and influence people, that does teach you how to deal with people. It really does. It's a great book. Think and Grow Rich teaches you how to think. Magic of Thinking Big, very similar, but a different way it's written. Okay, 4-Hour Workweek teaches you how to become a better, more organized person and how to have more lifestyle out of the life that you live. You see, each of these books have very specific reasons why you'd read it. If somebody came to me and said, I have low self-esteem, I need confidence, I'm going to send them The Magic of Thinking Big. If somebody says to me, man, I'm working all these hours and I just feel like I'm just being taken advantage in the workplace, 4-hour work week. If somebody wants something on more of a spiritual path, Norman Vincent Peale. Somebody wants more about the inner workings of the mind and how they can really create confidence, Psycho-Cybernetics. You know, I mean, I was going to list like 50 top books, but you know what? For this 8-week program, if you just start with some of the ones I mentioned here and some of the ones I'm going to show you, that's all you need for right now. You can grow from there. And you can always send me an email and say, hey, I've read all these books. What's next? What should I do next? You know, I mean, I got news for you. By the time you get to that, you'll know what you need to do. And I'll tell you, I'm excited for you to get started on this journey because it is going to positively influence your life like you never thought possible. So the next video, I'm gonna show you Think and Grow Rich. I'm going to show you exactly how I would read the book, what I would do, and exactly. Of course, I'm going to show it on the screen, but I encourage you to go out and buy a personal copy at your local bookstore if you're from a foreign country, which many of our members are, is get it in your native language and read it. It's probably been printed in just about every language that's out there. Anyway, I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. I hope you have a fantastic time getting into this information because it will change your life. Like I said, I've enjoyed sharing, and have a fantastic day. So long.